With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump not holding back yesterday while on the campaign trail in Ohio.
With his open border policy, Joe Biden has repeatedly stabbed African-American voters in the back, including by granting millions and millions of work permits taking their jobs. The African-American community, the Hispanic community, are going to be the ones that suffer the most. And you know who else? Unions.
In the meantime, Biden attended the annual Gridiron Club and Foundation dinner this weekend, first time during his presidency that he has attended one of those. In it, he took several digs at Mr. Trump. Russia releasing some returns showing Vladimir Putin, as expected, easily going to win re-election. The General Election Commission says right now he has about 87.5% of the vote, a little over 60% of precincts being counted. Also at srnnews.com, there is more controversy over the age matter when it comes to the commander-in-chief. And the question is, just how old is too old? Keith Peters has more on the story.
North Dakota voters will decide in June whether to prevent people from running for Congress if they're old enough to turn 81 during their House or Senate term. Secretary of State Mike Howe announced on Friday that his office validated more than enough signatures to qualify the initiative for the June 11th ballot. The vote's set to take place amid a rematch between the oldest men to be president, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Political observers say the measure appears unconstitutional and could lead to a challenge of a Supreme Court ruling that said states can't set qualifications for Congress beyond those listed in the U.S. Constitution. Keith Peters reporting.
And this is SRN News. The Church of England responding to questions about fake conversions of Christianity.
The Church of England has faced criticism that it's not doing enough to stop phony conversions to the Christian faith to help with asylum claims. There have been media reports that people initially denied asylum in Britain were granted asylum after becoming Christian. A bishop with the church said they will not adopt a set of cast iron criteria when deciding to baptize asylum seekers because it's impossible to see into someone's heart. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Heritage Foundation says higher education playing a role in America's declining marriage rate. Education policy expert Lindsay Burke says young adults are deferring certain responsibilities as they take more time to finish college. Christian Post reports recent data shows the median age for marriage for men is 30, nearly 29 for women. This is SRN News. Producers of extra virgin olive oil in Italy not happy with the results of a recent survey. It indicates about one-third of Italians have cut back due to high prices. Here's Charles De La Desma.
Italian producers are pushing back against the data, saying sales of higher quality Italian extra virgin olive oil are actually higher. Massimo Selli, a restaurant owner in Italy, says people may choose less high quality oils to save on other things, but we will continue to use olive oil.
L'olio è un alimento.
David Granieri, an olive growing consortium executive, argues oil is not a commodity. Oil is a food that's the basis of the Mediterranean diet, and that in any case plays a fundamental and also socially relevant role. I'm Charles de la Desma.
And more details at srnnews.com.